The Message, New Testament, by Eugene H. Peterson. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Nav Press, publisher of The Message. The Message, New Testament, is read by Kelly Ryan Dolan and Carol Nix, with a special introduction by the author, Eugene Peterson.
This is Eugene Peterson, and this is the introduction to The Message, the New Testament. The arrival of Jesus signaled the beginning of a new era. God entered history in a personal way and made it unmistakably clear that He is on our side, doing everything possible to save us. It was all presented and worked out in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. It was, and is, hard to believe, seemingly too good to be true. But one by one, men and women did believe it, believed Jesus was God alive among them and for them. Soon they would realize that He also lived in them. To their great surprise, they found themselves living in a world where God called all the shots, had the first word on everything, had the last word on everything. That meant that everything, quite literally everything, had to be recentered, reimagined, and rethought. They went at it with immense gusto. They told stories of Jesus and arranged His teachings in memorable form. They wrote letters. They sang songs. They prayed. One of them wrote an extraordinary poem based on holy visions. There was no apparent organization to any of this. It was all more or less spontaneous and, to the eye of the casual observer, haphazard. Over the course of about 50 years, these writings added up to what would later be compiled by the followers of Jesus and designated the New Testament. Three kinds of writing: eyewitness stories, personal letters, and a visionary poem make up the book. 5 stories, 21 letters, 1 poem. In the course of this writing and reading, collecting and arranging, with no one apparently in charge, the early Christians, whose lives were being changed and shaped by what they were reading, arrived at the conviction that there was, in fact, someone in charge. God's Holy Spirit was behind and in it all. In retrospect, they could see that it was not at all random or haphazard, that every word worked with every other word, and that all the separate documents worked in intricate harmony. There was nothing accidental in any of this, nothing merely circumstantial. They were bold to call what had been written God's Word, and trusted their lives to it. They accepted its authority over their lives. Most of its readers since have been similarly convinced. A striking feature in all this writing is that it was done in the street language of the day, the idiom of the playground and marketplace. In the Greek-speaking world of that day, there were 2 levels of language, formal and informal. Formal language was used to write philosophy and history, government decrees, and epic poetry. If someone were to sit down and consciously write for posterity, it would, of course, be written in this formal language with its learned vocabulary and precise diction. But if the writing was routine, shopping lists, family letters, bills, and receipts, it was written in the common informal idiom of everyday speech, street language. And this is the language used throughout the New Testament.